Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Giving Tuesday. We have Cree Toner on the line with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Cree.
Morning, Jamie.
Cree, how are you doing getting around with all the snow and all the digging out?
I'm doing pretty good with it. I like the snow, although I don't have to go too far in it, so that definitely makes it easier. It's just so pretty.
Yeah, that's the beauty of being at Stratford. So we have hope for the holidays on this Giving Tuesday with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Tell us a little bit about Hope for the Holidays, what this campaign is about.
So Hope for the Holidays is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So there's kind of four different pillars, different ways that people can support us. So adopting, of course, if you are looking to bring an animal into your life, we always encourage you to adopt one of our lovely animals. Donate, so you can support our animals through either a one-time donation or a monthly donation, whatever size you're able to give. You can kind of direct it to the place that you're most passionate about at the shelter. Volunteering is our third one. We're always looking for people to volunteer, and there's lots of different opportunities for people of all ages. And then gifting as well. So we have our wish list items, different things that we're looking for in the center, and you can pick one of those and have them mailed right here. So any of those kind of ways to support, we're always extremely thankful and grateful for everybody that supports us and all of our animals.
There you go. And of course, you can make contributions in person, certainly with the postal interruption. Of course, you can drop by the center on Griffith Road, 125 Griffith Road, Stratford. Or of course, you can call them at 519-273-6600 with Hope for the Holidays campaign. And speaking of which, we're into December, so we've got some events kind of just a few more, at least for December. We got Paws for Parents coming up.
We do. So our first one was this past weekend, and that was a big success. We had some really cute kiddos that came out in their PJs, and we've got another one coming up in a couple of weeks too. So again, parents can drop their kids off at the center. The event runs from 9:30 to 12:30. We do a tour, get to meet some animals, watch a movie, and have snacks. And it's a great opportunity for kids to be around the shelter, and then also for parents to do some Christmas shopping, to go for breakfast, to just be at home in the peace and quiet. So there's some spots left. And again, all the information and registration is on our website at kwsphumane.ca.
And that's something that's new, but it sounds like it's off to a great start, Cree.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a lot of fun, and it's something that we're planning to continue even after the holidays are over, just as a way for kids to be around the center and give parents a little bit of a break as well.
Love it. And we have a vet club coming up on Thursday.
Yep, that's right. Vet club starts this Thursday, and that's a new program that we're really excited about. So it's a three-week-long session. It runs for an hour and a half each week, and we have Sam, who is a vet that works with us, and then also Stacy, who is one of our own RVTs, and they are running the program. We're going to be learning about enrichment, x-rays, and behavior, and then also getting to spend some time with the animals and do activities that go along with that program. So I'm really excited about it. We've got a great list of people signed up and presenters, so if you're looking for something for your kids to do before Christmas, there are still a couple of spots left. You can get them in.
Sounds perfect. And we've got one more Yoga with the Animals. Speaking of popular programs, one more coming up.
Yes, we do. We've had our one of our last ones this past weekend on Sunday, and we've got one more in December before we take a little bit of a break for the holidays. We have a lot of very sweet kittens and cats in the center right now that are eager to play and be around people, so we'd love to see you there. Jackie, as always, is our amazing instructor, and we have set up some dates for the new year, so look on our website shortly, and those should be up there. You can get signed up for January and February dates, too.
Perfect. And in terms of someone on your wish list, in terms of holiday shopping, Christmas gift giving, we would suggest those calendars that are available.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at my one from 2024. I just flipped the December page over yesterday. They're so cute. We've got them available in our center, so you can always come in and pick one up. They do tend to go pretty quickly, so if you're thinking about it, I know the roads have been a little bit treacherous, but I drove here today and it was okay, so we'd love to see you out there, and it's a great way to support us and also just have a really cute calendar, either for yourself or as a gift.
Oh, yeah, they are absolutely adorable, those pet calendars. So that makes a great Christmas gift. Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. So Cree, we're not going to be chatting next week, but because you're off on the final show with Taylor Swift.
I leave on Saturday for Vancouver, and then my friends and I are seeing the last Ever Night of the Earth tour on Sunday. So if I make it back alive, I'll talk to you the following Tuesday, but I can't make any promises.
Oh my gosh. What are you hoping for with this upcoming show that you haven't seen?
No. My other favorite song of hers is Long Live, and that's a very much like for the fans song. So I would love if she played that. There's some speculation that she might announce something. I'm not really sure what that might be, a new re-release of an album or maybe a tour documentary. Yeah, I'm just so excited to go. I cannot wait.
Well, have fun. I know it's going to be a great, great time. Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Thanks again, Cree, and we'll chat down the road.